Hey, how's it going? So, yesterday I had a Patreon roundtable where one of my guests, a guy called The Spy Guy, he's got a YouTube channel actually, he came to me with some information that I have not been able to confirm, but it adds a little bit of extra sauce to the whole Polish missile story, okay? So I'm going to tell you what he's come up with. And, you know, I've been looking into this and I can't find confirmation yet. So in a sense, I'm basically putting out this potential fact that might play into this whole, you know, missile that strayed into Poland story. Okay? And now I'll ask you guys, I mean, I'm getting like something like 50, 70,000 views on my videos. So I'd ask you guys to look into this information because it could be that this is the truth, that this was the actual motivation for that missile strike in Poland. Mm-hmm. Okay, here goes. All right, so the town of, I'm not even going to attempt to pronounce it, Przewodo, I'm just going to call it the town in Poland, okay? And for those people who live in Przewodo, I'm so sorry, but I'm never going to be able to pronounce that, right? So the town, this I looked it up. It's a small town in the very corner of Poland, at that intersection between the three borders, the borders of Poland, Belarus, and Ukraine. Okay? Now, they all intersect. Right there in that little corner is this little town. And it has a population of 420 people, and it's just farmland, you know. You look at it on Google Maps, it's farmland. But what's interesting, what the spy guy pointed out, was that there appears to be a depot for fertilizer. Now, many of you might know that fertilizer is extraordinarily flammable. I don't know if you remember like 2-3 years ago, I think it was 2-3 years ago, in Lebanon, somebody blew up this fertilizer depot in Lebanon, and it went off like a nuclear explosion. I mean, there's some video of it, right? It's extraordinary, an extraordinary explosion. And so the issue becomes, was the actual target of this missile to hit that fertilizer depot in that little corner of Poland? It would have sent those 400 odd people to kingdom come, right? It would have created quite a mess. And of course, in such an explosion, there'd be no clues. Because remember, the only reason it's come out that this was clearly a Zelensky regime missile is because some potato farmer, God bless his soul, took pictures and posted it online. That's the only reason we know. And in fact, the early reports all say that there were not one, two missiles. Two missiles. All the early accounts said that they were two missiles. And it was only later that they said it was, oh, only one missile. And of course, the missile that was photographed, the remains of which were photographed. I'm just spitballing. This is pure speculation. You know, you're going to have to look for this information for yourself. But I wonder, could it have been that this little town was deliberately targeted so as to blow up that fertilizer depot? Kill off a whole bunch of Polish citizens, give a really good excuse to invoke Article 5. And there's something else that the spy guy, and I'm going to link to his channel below, the spy guy also sent me some really interesting information. And I'm quoting here, the location where the missile that hit the Polish locality of Przewodo, please forgive me, is situated exactly on the latitude of Kiev and the longitude of Lviv. and this is actually borne out by the facts, okay? Here's Kiev. You draw a straight line on the latitude, and you hit this little town in Poland. And here below is Lviv. You draw a straight line north, and you intersect with this town of Poland. And so when you hear that information, you say, oh yeah, they must have screwed up the targeting. Because the latitude corresponds to some warehouse near a train station in Lviv. And the latitude matches a shipworks and armament plant in Kiev. Now, of course, the distance is extraordinary. Let me just look at this closely. It's over 600 miles. It's close to 650 miles from Kiev. And an additional 100 miles, roughly, or no, 50 miles, rather, from Lviv. And so, you know, with those data points, you would say, oh, yeah, they must have fucked up on the targeting of the Russian missile. But, of course, the S-300 missiles do not have that range. Not even close. And, of course, like a fertilizer depot, it's not like it's going to be centrally located, okay? It's a little corner of Poland. It's a small town. It's an agricultural area. And so, of course, that fertilizer depot serviced the area around it. And it would have blown up and killed all those Polish people. But it's not like the central fertilizer depot in all of Poland. There are a bunch of them. I mean, I'm just spitballing here. But it looks, prima facie, that it was a very clever attempt at a false flag operation. And blame it on the Russians. And say, the Russians fucked up. They sent one of their, you know, missiles, hypersonic missiles or whatever, but they screwed up the targeting data. They put the latitude over in Kiev at this warehouse and the longitude over in Lviv in this shipyard or vice versa. But you know what I mean. That this very clever use of information was to point people to Russia and say that it was the Russians who did it. And the only reason we know is, of course, number one, the missile or missiles didn't hit their target. And, of course, Mr. Polish potato farmer, God bless his soul, who took that picture and went up online and just spread like wildfire. And everybody said, hey, that's an S-300 from the late 70s, early 80s. That was definitely not Russian. It was definitely the Zelensky regime. Look, you can say that this is like a conspiracy theory on my part. Yeah, you know. Like I said at the beginning of this video, I don't know for a fact that there was a fertilizer depot, but it seems reasonable. This little town here is an agricultural center. And it had grain silos. That's where the missiles actually hit. They hit a grain silo. Methinks that was the game plan. They'd blow up the fertilizer depot and say, look, see, the Russians fucked up because the latitude matches up in Kiev in this shipyard and the longitude matches up with Lviv in this warehouse. And they fucked it up. And it was definitely a Russian, one of these hypersonic missiles or whatever the hell. And, of course, there'd be no clues, because in that explosion that would kill all those Polish citizens, the evidence, the debris of the missile would have been up in smoke. I'm just putting it out there, okay? It could be, I mean, this isn't my original research. This came from the spy guy who pointed out this fertilizer depot thing, which I myself have not been able to confirm. I just wanted to point that out. But the other thing, insofar as the latitude and longitude, it comes from Novaya Gazeta. Again, thank you to the spy guy who was kind enough to point this out. And I looked it up on Google Maps, and yeah, that's the case, you know. But this is a very, very deliberate effort at a false flag to blame the Russians, and it would have worked. And of course, they sent two missiles, because that's the point that really chaps my ass, see. All of the initial reports said that there were two missiles, not one. The photograph that appeared, the photographs that appeared, were of just one missile. But testimony said that there were two. What does that tell you? That they really wanted to hit that fertilizer depot and pull in NATO into this conflict. And the fact that the latitudes and longitudes match up like this, it was convenient. Convenient to just add fuel to the fire of a false flag. Remember, Sergei Shoigu, the Minister of Defense of the Russian Federation, in one weekend, two, 3 weekends ago, he called up the defense ministers of the United States, Great Britain, France, and Turkey. And he must have talked later, I do believe he did talk later, to the ministers of defense of China and India about that dirty bomb. That dirty bomb that if Shoigu is calling all those guys on the same weekend, and a weekend at that, when he'd never done that before, then they must have had that evidence ice cold. See, this is the second false flag attempt that the Zelensky regime has carried out. And I just have to ask, will third time be the charm? And will NATO bite? Know what's going on.